With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. After a 5-month search, Aspen's interim city manager, Sarah Ott, was officially named the new city manager at yesterday's council meeting. Ott was the assistant city manager under her predecessor, Steve Barwick, but was appointed interim city manager when Barwick was asked to resign in January after holding the position for 19 years. The city of Aspen hired the executive search firm, Peckham & McKinney, to look for a new city manager. 64 candidates were considered. It was announced last week that Ott was offered the job. Ott's contract with the city was approved by Aspen City Council yesterday and goes into effect September 1st to coincide with the termination date of the interim position. A leading candidate in the top campaign fundraiser in the crowded Democratic U.S. Senate primary in Colorado bowed out of the race yesterday. Former State Senator Mike Johnston said it was former Governor John Hickenlooper's late entry into the contest that led to his decision. Johnston, who was friends with Hickenlooper, told the former governor about his decision yesterday morning. Johnston is the first Democrat to step down. Others running include former diplomat Dan Baer, former Colorado House leaders Alice Madden and Andrew Romanoff, State Senator Angela Williams, and former U.S. Attorney John Walsh. Colorado authorities are investigating the discovery of a body in a wooded area near Aspen. The Aspen Times reports the decomposed body discovered last month was within a 10-mile radius of an area where a woman went missing 5 years ago. Authorities say two teenagers were hiking in the Frying Pan Valley in the vicinity of the Lake Chapman campground when they found the human remains. Officials say 57-year-old Dorothy L. Jenkins was reported missing in August 2014, and the case immediately came to mind after the discovery. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.